good morning, and it's a Monday morning and a chilly morning at that. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, huddled in the studio with me, trying to keep warm.
David, even when you know it's coming, you're not ready for it. Nature sets us up. They give us a beautiful, beautiful fall, and then it's nice and warm, and then boom! You know, it gets lowered on us, and everybody's really ticked off. I mean, at least I'm ticked off, and I don't like it. You know, I'm not ready for it. So there's nothing you can do about it. You got to grin it and bear it, but that's the way it is.
Let's turn to, well, not politics, even though it has to do with rats. New York City is getting complaints. Hotline is on pace for a record year of rat calls, Alan, exceeding the more than 24,000 over each of the last 2 years.
Anybody has just got to walk down the streets in New York City, David, and see the piles of garbage from each building that is out there. This is an invitation to ratocracy. And we know that that's what's going to be. So they've got to come up with strategies to take care of it. You know, a guy like Bill de Blasio is over there in Israel, you know, trying to figure out who to talk to and who not to talk to and what to say and who not to tick off in his own constituency. But maybe it'd be better over here dealing with, you know, New York rats.
Let's go to politics. For a third day in a row, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump doubled down on his controversial comments that Alan, George W. Bush was to blame for the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, claiming that his own hardline immigration proposals would have prevented them.
Well, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Anybody knows that you can always say that you would have done something differently. Papa Cuomo used to call it post hoc propter hoc. But in fact, we don't know that he would have done it differently. We do know one thing, and that is his message is consistent on immigration. It's not happy and it's not a nice one, but it's consistent. And he knows who he's playing to. I watched him at some length. I held my nose and I watched Fox watch his interview yesterday. And it was very distressing because it is the kind of thing that somebody who is out to win at any cost and who doesn't watch what they're saying in terms of the implications and what might happen as a result of what you're saying. So that's what the guy does, and he's extraordinarily popular within the Republican circles, and I'm not so sure they're going to be able to deny him this nomination.
Benghazi, the committee chairman leading Congress's Benghazi investigation, Trey Gowdy, is insisting his probe is about the facts, not the politics of the terrorist siege that killed four Americans. He wants fellow Republicans who feel otherwise to shut up ahead of Hillary Rodham Clinton's testimony this Thursday.
Well, let's put it this way. They've got a lot of problems. The Republicans on that committee. They had McCarthy, the leader, speaking out and bragging that they had been able to bring Hillary down, her numbers down, as a result of their assiduous campaign against her. That, of course, was proof positive to a lot of people that the United Republican Party had had this aggressive stance and were doing that. Well, now we see Hillary on a different level, and they're bringing her back one more time. And all these guys can say is, even guys like McCarthy should shut up. You know, they don't know anything. We know everything because we're here on the committee. That doesn't speak well of the party structure in the House of Representatives.
Is Joe Biden in or out? Many have said because of Hillary Rodham Clinton's performance in the Democratic presidential debate that this would squash any hopes, but we see a top advisor's letter fueling speculation that an announcement may be near.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think he's coming in until that moment when Hillary fails. When she appears before a congressional committee, one big mistake or an investigation at the Justice Department, the Democratic Justice Department, by the way, brings her down, then I don't have any doubt Joe Biden is in. But I think that they have to keep the expectations alive. The people who know him have to be able to say he's coming in, an announcement is forthcoming. We have seen this in presidential politics many, many times. We saw it with Mario Cuomo, when he literally had the plane ready to go to New Hampshire to drop off the thing, and he had no intention of dropping off those nomination papers at all. You keep people's expectations alive. That's what's going on.